Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. I'm joined this weekend by my lovely co-host, Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Raji Love.
How are you this morning, darling?
I would be better if I wasn't sitting in the hospital.
In the who?
In the hospital.
Oh, no, ma'am. Girl, we're going to figure out what the heck been brought this on as soon as I can get to a computer and let Miss Mahogany in the dough, child, because, yes, I've been having a bit of a tumultuous start myself this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That in a minute, too, child. Well, that's why Miss Mahogany has not been introduced yet. But, yeah. We will just be starting in one moment. If y'all can give me 1 second to get some stuff together, child, because I've been running through this house like a bat with a head cut off. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Now, well, actually, Miss Mahogany, I don't even know if Miss Mahogany actually even logged in yet, child, because I ain't seeing her there, because I've been logged into the show, but, you know, it is what it is. But, girl, why are you in the hospital?
I got my mother. She was having a hard time breathing this morning. So, yeah, we're going to keep her in our prayers. And she kept me from church this morning.
Oh, my goodness, child. Well, you know, they say church is wherever you are, and there's more than one of you gathered in the midst. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Well, gathered in the name. I'm sorry. Yeah, that. Okay. I don't take you completely away from the church for a second. My bad. That's so hard. So is everything fine with her thus far? Is she breathing better? Or?
I don't know. They have her in the back. We just got here probably about an hour ago.
Oh, my.
Nothing yet from the doctors, so yeah. I'm here.
Well, all righty then. Jump up, honey. Well, we will definitely keep her in our prayers, child. And I'm wondering, where is Miss Mahogany? She's not here. She's supposed to be doing the show this morning, but I guess.
Okay, let me send her a quick reminder this morning.
Yeah. I don't know where
she is. You bring us a brisk on what's going on with you this morning.
Well, I can definitely say, child, yesterday was a nice little easy day off, child. It came and went so quickly, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, why does this have to come to an end so soon? See, this is that whole thing about, you know, not having your proper 2 days off. This is why I'm like, I don't understand how I got wrapped up into that. I don't know. I've gotten sucked into this web, and people are just, like, oh, my goodness. But, hey, I enjoyed it while it lasted, I will say, but. It is. Yeah. So now I'm going to see what I can find that's going on, child. Now, you told us, I think, started yesterday, child, was the Essence Festival, honey.
Yes, and Miss Mahogany posted comments right after the show because, you know, I think he performed yesterday, yes, and he performed with New Edition. And he was doing, looked like he had his hotel room doing some New Edition moves. And he posted that after watching New Edition, it made him want to, you know, step up his game with his moves. So that's what he did.
Move right along. I didn't see it yet, but I'm about to watch it now. But still, you know, I'm like, that's fire, people.
Exactly, right?
See? Who is that up in there with him, though? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I couldn't see the faces.
I'm like, God, he is so harsh. But, yeah,
yes.
Essence was never his strong
suit. Mm-mm.
I mean, he
trying
was
to find an area that y'all don't get so much back stuff on. And it seemed like I keep moving closer and closer to where this noise. Okay, I think this is going to be better. Okay. Did Mahogany get the message? The smoke signal I sent?
Yes, she did, and she is joining us now. Thank goodness, Miss Mahogany. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
It really being too many things. Got Miss Mahogany rolling off the bed, trying to actually get on the phone. Got me, child, running around with like a chicken with a head cut off. Got Miss Kiki in the hospital, child, with her mama, bless her heart. This Sunday is
goodness.
Just, you know, it's those days, honey.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Miss Mahogany, girl, now tell me what's going on with
goodness.
You this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me get my sip first. Let me get my sip first, child.
Get your coffee.
Okay, let me get my sip first. Child, what's going on with your mom?
She couldn't breathe this morning, so she called me to bring her to the hospital. And then when I get there, my dad's like, I could have brought her. I'm like, really, dude? Like, you know, y'all played all day. But, yeah, I guess she wanted me to be here, so I'm here.
Okay, I'm like, did you punch him in the face when he said that to her? Yeah, you don't say that kind of stuff when you done actually got out of your bed to do something for somebody to be like, well, I could have did that.
Right?
So I bet you could have.
Okay. Oak punch right there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's Mahogany, honey. Why you gather your thoughts, child. I was about to say, this is something that was on my mind, child, that me and Miss Kiki had the pleasure of talking about last night.
I have to blow my nose. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you do all of that, child. You have to announce it.
Well,
talking about keeping things social, honey, and it was like, you know, we had a nice little conversation about it, but it was started out with just the fact that now I know the kind of friends that I got and how we are with each other. But I be seeing these YouTube videos with these groups of friends who's doing the YouTube video thing or whatnot, child, and they're doing this reality kind of thing on YouTube about what's going on in their life, child. And it seems to me, now, this might just be a little bit of my assessment, but it seems to me that a lot of people that be on these shows, child, it's like that's what they're doing, stunts and shows. It's like everybody's life has to be just more fabulous than the next person, no matter what's going on, child. They got to be laid out in the newest kind of name brand or whatever. And everything is just always hyper possible, hyper important, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
you did not know, huh?
No, because that's not the kind of people I actually see in Atlanta now. And it's like, and another thing that they do, child, in Atlanta, child, everybody's talking about some you don't date in Atlanta and all that other kind of stuff. Because I'm guessing it's like they're having a difficult time, you know, keeping stuff going. But now, granted, I'm not dating anybody either, but I'm not going to limit it to the fact of it just being Atlanta. I think that's just places, period. Because of the fact that every time you turn around, everybody's either, you know, looking for people in the barroom scene or looking for people on these apps, I'm going to call them, because some people call them dating apps. Some people look at it as social media. I'm like, yeah, if you're on a hookup site, you know the difference, you know? I don't do hookup sites because that's just not my thing. Now, I'm on social media for the most part. I'm on Facebook. I tried my hand at Twitter. It just didn't work out for me because Twitter just jacked up with the way that you have to keep putting, not Twitter, Tumblr. You have to keep resetting your password and all that kind of stuff. Twitter is like, yeah, it became that thing where it's like, yeah, people are not really looking to really be followers, but everybody want to be followed, and that kind of went along with what I'm talking about now. So I'm like, I don't do Twitter. You know, that's just not my thing. Instagram, I don't have that kind of phone to be taking pictures of everything I'm doing so people can comment and all that. That's too much playing. That's what
really?
I'm talking about now. It's
okay.
Too much that people are doing trying to look like they have everything going on like that.
Oh.
I think if that's truly your life, that's truly your life, okay, live it. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to display it everywhere so people can see it. Child, it's like, just live your life. It don't have to be all
do
that.
You. Do
you know? Am I the only one seeing that kind of thing?
No, you're not.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, I just hope it's not me. I'm like, you know, that's why I said my friends, when we get together, child, it's not always about the sipping wine and, oh, my God, child, yes, I've had this going on and I had that going on and, like, oh, my God.
And that's more fun than you. I'm more fun than you.
Hey, and it's like, yes, honey, get your life. Get your life. It's really.
Okay.
Girl, sit down. Where? Okay.
Have several seats, girl.
Several of them. If one is not enough, take two, okay?
Right, bitch.
I don't understand
okay.
that. It's like, that's not my circle, I will definitely say, but at the same time, I'm wondering if that's really those people's circle. Because it seems to me almost to be like an act that I'm watching, you know? Like, they're just saying and doing too much just for the sake of knowing that there's a camera going. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Really?
No, that's really lame. But anywho.
They do say some of them are fake.
No, I've been here for 17 years, child, and again, the people that I know, that I meet and come across on a daily basis, which is a lot of different kind of people, but they're not that. You know, it's like whatever it is they got going on in their life, child, most of the time they're not discussing a whole lot of stuff that's going on with their life if they don't know you like that, first of all. But even if they do tell you what's going on, it's not in the caliber of saying, oh, my God, I just have all of this stuff going on. I'm just on and popping kind of thing. It ain't like that.
I'm popular, damn it.
Right? My 5,000 followers. Oh, I have 10,000 followers. My 50,000 followers. Like, oh, child. Okay.
Well.
Really?
If I got 50,000 followers, I'd shout it out, too.
My thing is, child, you shout it out on the show that you were actually doing to get those 50,000 followers. That I get. But if you're doing a reality show, I'm like, really, what's the reality? I mean, what are you really doing that's really garnering that? I mean, are you in the entertainment industry? Not really, because I don't know who you are. I've actually happened to come across you because you happen to be put on the spot by somebody who's in this industry. But the person that's actually in this industry that's doing this don't come across like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the people that's on the show as, I'm not going to say extras, but the people that's on the show with that person that's actually doing the show, that's their mentality, or that's what it's seeming like they're trying to do to make it seem like there's a reason why they're on the show or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's just not that important to me, I guess. But you
it's
know,
really not.
The people that
it's
I
really
hang
not.
With, I don't even know where these people even exist. I'm sure they're in Atlanta somewhere, but I just don't know where. And I'm like, you know, I don't understand how that came about. And I've been here for 17 years, you know. So I don't get it, but, you know, that's just me, I guess. Now, Miss Mahogany?
Yes.
Are you ready, girl?
Yes.
No, see, are you ready, girl?
Yes.
Then let have, honey, let have.
I just want to say happy 4th of July to everyone tomorrow. Have fun.
Yeah.
Drink plenty of water. If you're outdoors, drink plenty of water. As always, and as always, be safe because people are crazy out here in this world. And I want to say happy belated birthday to Missy Elliott. Yesterday, I forgot to wish her a birthday on the show yesterday. My apologies, Missy. We love you, Missy. Happy birthday.
All right, now.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. Let me scroll down here. The Oscars has released a statement. And they added 683 new members to its voting body on Wednesday, and nearly half of the new additions are minority. 46% of the new group are female, and 41% of the new group consists of people of color. But combined with the existing class, there's only a 2-3% uptick in minority representation, but we're getting somewhere. Notable names on the list include Idris Elba,
Vivica A. Fox, Morris Chestnut, Michael B. Jordan, Neil Long, Gabrielle Union, Marlon and Damon Wayans, and the Star Wars newcomer, John Boyega. He's the youngest at 24 added to the list. And O'Shea Jackson, yeah. And O'Shea Jackson, Ice Cube's son, also made the cut. And this, you know, is kind of interesting since Straight Outta Compton had kind of snubbed the controversy. That, you know, the snub of Straight Outta Compton had ignited the controversy. So, you know, it's kind of funny that O'Shea is now part of the voting body now, which is kind of awesome, kind of awesome. So, and the Academy has released. Let me finish. The Academy has released a little statement here saying that the new class represents the best in our global film community, and also we encourage the larger creative community to open its doors wider and create opportunities for anyone interested in working in this incredible and storied industry. Well, it's a start, all I can say. It's a start, damn it.
It is. It is. It's a nice start. Yeah. That's how you do it. Got to get in somewhere, child, and change starts at some point.
Okay.
When they want it to happen, but it happens in its own time. You can't say when stuff is going to change because you can't control when stuff changes all the time. You can just be a catalyst sometimes, and that's what he was, child. He was a catalyst. Straight Outta Compton was a catalyst. Talk to all of that, child. Jada Pinkett, child, she was a catalyst to start the conversation, you know? It's all that
That's
is.
That's so true. So true. So true. So true. More than 30 people who attended an event with motivational speaker Tony Robbins have been treated for burns after he encouraged them to walk on hot coals. Yes. The exercise was intended to be a lesson in conquering your fears. Okay. 5 people were taken to the hospital on Thursday night, while the rest were treated at the scene for burns to their feet and lower extremities. Dallas Fire Rescue spokesman Jason Evans said, the hot coals were spread outside the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center as a part of a 4-day Robbins seminar called Unleash the Power Within. Representatives for Robbins didn't immediately return messages on Friday, but they sent a statement to the Associated Press and said about 7,000 people walked across the coals, and only 5 requested any examination beyond what was readily available on site. Someone not familiar with the walk, the fire walk, observed the event and called 911, erroneously reporting hundreds of people requiring medical attention for severe burns, according to the statement.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Tad Schinke, an event trainer, told WFAA-TV, we always have a few people that have some discomfort afterwards, and we do our best to take care of them. One participant, Jacqueline, told the news channel that some people were not concentrating on walking across the coals because they were only taking selfies and asking others to take videos of them. So, you know, maybe that's the reason why they got burned so bad. Five officials used the city bus to hold many of the injured people. Others were carried to ambulances or back inside the convention center to be evaluated. Such firewalks are not uncommon at the Robbins Seminar. His seminars can range from about $1,000 and up to $3,000 to attend. More than 20 people were treated for foot burns after a similar event in 2012 in Jose, California. Now, Mr. Robbins, the 6'7" giant, conducts a series of, well, a variety of seminars, Unleash the Power Within, and is described on his website as designed to help you unlock and unleash the forces inside you that, you know, can help you break through any limit. And those who are instructed to do the firewalk are, you know, supposed to wear pants that can roll up. Avoid loose fitting or long flowing clothes and all those, you know, precautionary things. He believes that people who perform these tasks, they once thought unthinkable, will help them conquer other fires of your life with ease. And my question is, would you have done it? No. fuck no. Fuck Tony Robbins. Why the fuck am I pay him $1,000 to $3,000 to go to the goddamn seminar and walk on some fucking hot coals and try to conquer my fears? Ooh. Really?
Ooh. Well,
I'm paying you to tell me to conquer my fears and walk on these hot coals like shit ain't gonna happen. Okay. Mm. Right. Right.
So in other words, it wouldn't work with you. Is that what you're saying?
So
it wouldn't,
John,
it wouldn't even start.
Water?
Right.
You gonna have people walk on water next?
Right.
See, now that's a different kind of thing, though, child. It's like, okay, now, it's not just a fear of walking on water. It's an impossibility for most, child. The only person I ever known to do that, child, had the help of Jesus doing it. So unless Jesus is gonna be there to let these people walk across that water, too, I don't know how they're gonna actually do it. But, now, Tony Robinson, child, if I remember, that's a really, 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 really tall guy, child, really.
Yes, he used to be really handsome.
Yeah, that's been motivational speaking since the 90s, if I remember correctly, or the late part of the 80s.
Yep, very handsome man. I don't know what happened, because I'm like, okay, did these seminars with Alicia and the Power Within help you eliminate the wrinkles? No.
But, I mean, you can unleash the power within, but you're going to still get older. I don't care what you try to do. If you're getting older, so it's the rest of your body. It's going to happen.
He looked mummified. He looked mummified. I'd be motherfucked.
Well,
you're going to get $3,000 out of me and make me walk across some hot fucking coals. Is you crazy?
But, see, this is the thing, though. They've been doing that. I mean, this is not unheard of. They've been doing that literally for years. I mean, they do it all the time in those motivational things. They do it even in circus performance acts and stuff like that. Now, generally, when you have a stunt person doing it, it's because they're prepared. They've actually trained to do this kind of stuff. But when you do it in the capacity of the motivational speaking, it's not for a long stretch of a walk that you're doing it, for the most part, at least from what I've seen.
Oh, it looked long to me. It looked long to me. I've seen the picture of the little thing set up.
And that's what I've seen on TV. They didn't have it to be that long. It looked like it was literally maybe like a three-step kind of thing at first. I don't know what it looked like
now. This was long. This was long with the where
well,
I got my information
from. I don't know what it looked like now, but in those instances, the fear factor would have not have been such a big thing if it was not that long of a track. I mean, the ones that I've seen before, child, it was literally like, okay, you take a couple of quick steps across and you're done. But if it's like a good 10 feet down the walkway, I'm not walking on fire for 10 feet down. No, that's not going to happen. The other thing is like, you know, that's why I said it's like it's been done for a long period of time. So it's like unless they're just making that trek longer, it's like how the hell did they actually really get burned that badly? And that's why they were saying the thing that made me laugh is when they were taking selfies and stuff like that, and I can see that. I can literally see that being a part of the problem. People standing there talking about, wait, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, you know, kind of shit. I can see that. But
really,
like,
what I don't get is why do I have to pay you $3,000 to conquer my fucking fears? The fuck?
Because some people don't have that strength in their mind on their own. Some people don't. Some people have to be bucked up and encouraged, and it's like, yeah, it's a motivational thing. That's what a motivational speaker does. You know, it's like they give you
them. Pay me $3,000. I motivate their ass. I motivate the ass, but they ain't got to get on no goddamn hot coals and shit. Give me $3,000 a head.
But that's choose not to do, okay? But some people,
shit.
It's like
so fucking stupid.
Of just the fact of just whatever it is. It's basically a lesson of saying it's more than just, you know, just a hot coal. It's basically you just have a fear of conquering stuff. And if you can actually do that and actually get through it, what else can you do? That's what it's supposed to be. That's what its intent is. It's not just the fact of saying, well, you just want to just be standing on hot coal and that's just the point. No. The point is, if you can give yourself the courage to do that, then just imagine what else that you can give yourself the courage to actually accomplish. That's what the point of it is. Now, again, a 3 foot step, you know, okay, I can get that. Because people will still be nervous as hell walking on some high coal for 3 feet down. But if you can accomplish that, it generally should not cause that much damage for you to do that. But for those people that's walking across 10 feet, you know, down or however long that trek is, I don't know how long it is, but, yeah, that would be my concern. I ain't walking that far down. I mean, if you want me to take 2 or 3 steps and hop off, I could do that, you know. But I'm not walking that far down because that looks like it's going to hurt. So,
I think they're stupid. I think they're stupid and brainwashed and fucked up in the head to be doing that shit, following behind this motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
I totally agree.
Oh, my.
It don't make no fucking sense. People are so retarded. I'm sorry.
Why do you have to be all that, though, child? I mean, if there is a point to it.
It's too much. He could be helping people. He could be helping starving people in Africa and shit. You know, he could be helping starving people. He could be helping the homeless people in America. He could be feeding the hungry. You know, he could be feeding the hungry all over the world and stuff, all this money he done made, all his millions of dollars he done made. You know what I'm saying? He could do a whole bunch of other stuff.
You're assuming that he's not. Just because he's doing it this way does not mean he's not actually giving back to the community and helping the community.
I didn't say that.
I said he could be doing this and he could be doing that. He might be doing all of that.
He might be. He might be. But broadcast some of that. Broadcast some of that.
Well, he's a motor.
Well, we also know he's helping out the hospitals and health centers by making these damn people walk on goddamn coal.
He sure is. He sure is. He sure is.
And in some kind of way, child. It's like, yeah, he's making his money in that particular way. That doesn't mean that that's all he's doing, though.
Right. We don't know what else he's doing, but this stuff right here is just too much for too close for comfort. And I used to watch his little motivational infomercials back in the day when I couldn't sleep. But he wasn't wanting me walking on no hot coals. No. I mean, logic and believing in someone and, like, you know, all of that, you know, just kind of bothers me. Just like when those
Mahogany,
people, when
you
that preacher.
Blame him.
No, I blame the people, too.
But actually, you can't blame
too.
Him. I'm not paying $3,000 to hurt myself. On purpose.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really?
This is not happening on purpose.
No. I can think of many other ways to fuck up $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like...
If you wasn't working on coal, what would y'all do to actually get over y'all fear of certain things?
I would actually go and do what I was scared... I would do what I was scared to do. You know? Skydiving. You know, get on a roller coaster that goes upside down. I'm already flown in the plane. Well, if I want to get over my fear, I'd go ahead on and do it.
So if it, instead of that,
check.
I'll go see a therapist, a professional person that's actually paid to help you. A psychiatrist, therapist,
mm-hmm.
Not a motivational speaker. Hello? He's not
Thank you.
Licensed as a professional to help me get over anything.
Well,
okay.
You know what? People who actually get into motivational speaking, they do actually take the psychological track to get there.
No, they don't, because I was going to be a motivational speaker. They do not.
I say it's some people. I didn't say everybody, girl. I say it's some
people. Well, obviously not him, because he's sending people to the hospital.
Okay. That's way telling them. That's way motivating them to go. Go to the hospital, bitch. Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. He's been doing this, like I said, since like the late 80s, early 90s. And we
just started
in 2016. So if they only talk about it in 2016, 5 out of the 80 or 90 people that's been there was really seriously actually hurt, according to them. How many people that he actually
No, people are now
been doing?
People are now more familiar with lawsuits and comfortable with doing lawsuits. Because back in the day, it was a little more difficult. to file a lawsuit. But now it's easy. So now people are going to pay this money because they're going to double and triple their money back.
Mm.
But back in the day, you know, you paid to go see that. It's pretty much, you know, you had to go through a lot of rigmarole to go to court and to actually file a lawsuit. People are more comfortable now with filing a lawsuit. People are filing a lawsuit if they stamp their toe on your property. So it's all about, you know, the time. The time's a little different now. And let's be honest, everything is got a touch of a button of the internet.
Mm.
News broadcasts are more worldwide. People can get on social media and spread this type of stuff. Back in the early 80s, late 80s, people wasn't as in tune on what was going on nationwide.
In the world.
As it didn't make the news.
That's so true.
And everything
so
doesn't
true.
Make the cut of the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
so true.
He
That's
probably
so true.
Was
yeah.
getting, but it just wasn't broadcast. It's quick now. You can whip out your phone and snap a picture and send it to social media.
Right.
And put whatever caption you want.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So true. There's a whole different world we live in.
And live video feeds. Now, they didn't have the cell phones to do it more instantly. But instead, when there was still stuff going on, especially with of such, you know, magnitudes that he be bringing out,
some things just don't make the cut, though, Roger.
Huh?
Some things just don't make the cut. I mean, you have millions of people getting killed in other countries, but some places just don't get the cut.
No, I'm not saying that they would broadcast it every single time, but I'm thinking that's why I'm saying this man has been doing this for so many years. Now, still, even though they may not have done lawsuits, but if people were seriously hurt, they going to still go to the hospital or still...
No, that's not true. That's not true. Do you know about the flooding that's going on in Ghana right now?
The hospital if you've got third-degree burns?
Roger, if they're not, there's over 4,000 people that died in Ghana
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago because of a mass flood. The flood was like Katrina. But it wasn't broadcast on the news. It's
I'm
because people have family in Ghana and stuff. So I'm saying if these people were hurt.
It was documented. You heard about it. We've heard
about it. Right, because of social media. It was on Facebook. It didn't come on the news. It wasn't even on CNN.
Facebook and everything else because other people.
What did I just say, Mahogany?
I'm not.
We didn't have Facebook in the 80s.
I'm not.
So what I'm saying is.
It would all be broadcast on the news. That ain't what I said.
But you said in the 80s, Roger, you're saying in the 80s we would have heard about it.
That's
not
what I said. See, if you let me finish the statement, then you'll get what I said. What I said was that even though it was back in the 80s or the 90s or whatever, they would still be going to the hospital. And in all of the time that he's been doing this, even up until now, I'm saying, they could be taking that information that was documented in the hospitals and putting it out now to say that this has gone on for a long period of time. On an average, they've had at least out of the hundreds of people that attempted 90 other people, 80 other people, or however many other people were actually injured. I'm saying that you could have all of those facts put out now. That's what I'm saying. Because it's,
I thought you said then. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, because it would still be documented. And it's like, if that's why I was saying, out of the many years that he's been doing this, if it was really anything close to what it has been now, to where that many people were really injured, they would have that information because it would have been documented in the hospitals. I'm not saying it would be on the news or on whatever. I'm saying the document.
No, you can't release information like that. That's against HIPAA law. That's why the news broadcasts stuff like that. The hospitals can't. That's against the law.
See, I'm not saying that they would broadcast it then. I'm saying that they would have that information to back up what you're saying now, to say that it's been going on since the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah, they can't. They can't. Because of HIPAA law. Because of HIPAA law, they can't. They can't release anything anybody comes to the hospital for. They can't. That's against the law.
How is that against the law to say that stuff has been documented about the dangers of something that they've been doing?
You can't. You can't say why a person comes to the hospital. That's HIPAA law, Roger.
Girl, if you talk about specific cases on
yeah, you cannot. You cannot. If somebody come in here right now and say they're poisoned because they ate.
Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. If you, Doc, if you're talking about a specific case, that is what you cannot do. But when you are talking about statistics, you can report statistics.
No, you cannot. I worked at a hand surgeon, Roger, and the people stated they had a guy. I'm not telling you this from something I heard. I'm telling you from something I know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of people getting hurt on the rigs in the oil field. And they had a guy that came around, and he was trying to get statistics on how many people that the hand surgeon saw that was hurt on the oil rig. He just wanted a number. He didn't want no names, no specifics.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot give him that due to the HIPAA law. You cannot give him anything related to anything of any reason someone comes in the hospital. That's the law.
Then tell me how they
are. And all he wanted was a number. He didn't even want a name. He didn't even want to know what injury they had.
Getting numbers a lot of different other things. Then what's the difference in that?
We cannot because of HIPAA law. It's a law, Roger.
HIPAA law is, like I said, you can do that for other stuff that's going on. Why can't you do it for this? What does HIPAA law separate from having that you can actually get numbers for this particular thing that's going on, but you can't get it for that particular thing going on? What is that law?
Because it's talking about somebody's medical condition, and you cannot. Anything dealing with anything medical, you cannot.
But they talk
about... Now, a person can come out and say...
All the time. They talk about...
Yeah, a person can say it all the time.
People that's actually just getting this type of disease in the later years. They're talking about...
Because they find it from the disease center, not from the hospital.
And they talk about the different burns and accident victims. They talk about that. That's not a disease. You talk.
The news talks about that, not the hospital.
And I'm not saying...
That's a different avenue.
...has to put out any kind of PSA, girl. I'm saying that the people that are reporting what's going on now, the people that are talking about this now, they can get
mm-hmm.
that information the same way that other people get statistics on what actually happens in other different situations and then put it out there with what they're putting out now. I'm not saying the hospital has to do this.
But you're saying they can get back old information. How are they going to get old information unless they get it from the hospital, right? Unless they find the people that actually got hurt.
They have document records on different things that you can find and stuff. You can find this stuff all over the place if you're looking for it. They do research on all of this stuff and try to follow a trend. That's how they get these statistical numbers that they come up with, the magical numbers that I always call them, because that's what they always put out there. I'm not saying that, like I said, you're going to talk to the hospital and the hospital is going to get on camera and be like, well, yes, this man has basically been sending people to the hospital for da-da-da-da-da. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that whenever you actually have these type of events and that particular thing is done, how often are people really seriously injured? It's a general thing because you're not speaking on specific people. You're speaking on a specific incident that's happening. People walking on coal because it happens all the time. Like I said, it's been happening since this man has been doing this. So you don't have to get specific information on specific cases or on specific people. You're looking for just a general statistic on this particular performance that's being done.
Wait, hold on, Roger Love. Let me. You continue to talk about that. Let me add Mahogany back in.
Okay.
We only got a couple more minutes. Hold on.
Yes. So that's what I'm talking about. It's just the fact of what the specific incident is. That's why I said when people talking about smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not speaking on specific cases on who actually got the lung cancer from smoking, but you can say that we get a bunch of people that have smoking that have these issues, and smoking causes these issues a lot of the time. It's the same thing with this burn situation. We get plenty of situations where people do this
thing,
uplifting thing about walking on coal, and when that happens, generally we have about 5 or 10 people that could be seriously injured from that. That's what I'm talking about, the statistics. I'm not talking about the specifics of it or the people of it. I'm just talking about the incident itself that they can use as far as backing up what they're saying now that they're putting out there. That's what I'm saying.
Mahogany, you back?
Yes, I'm back. Testicle difficulties.
Mm-hmm, with that sprint bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not enough time for me to even get into the last story. I should have put that one first, but yeah, that's neither here or there. Malia, well, Fox News had a, they had, you know, just an innocent enough article about Malia had took off a year, going to take off a year to go to college. You know, she's not going to go right after graduation. She's going to take a year off and then go, you know, go to Harvard. And Fox News had to shut down their comment section because they noticed that the comments were just like overthetop.com racist, and so they had shut it down. You know, they had no choice because it's like it was, you know, pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I have a couple of screenshots if you want to.
I was about to ask you, do you have any specific things that people were saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Another academically challenged affirmative action parasite steals a place from a qualified white or Asian student. We would love to know how does she do? How does she score on her GPA? Did she get 1,000 points for her skin color? And the 200 points from affirmative action, and the rest from her last name, maybe. She's probably staying out for a year so she can help her parents carry out the furniture and the dinnerware when they leave the White House.
Oh, you're dirty.
Oh, she's taking a year off to do what they do best, start breeding. Taking a year off to go to school sounds like black privilege to me.
Black privilege.
Black privilege. Yeah. I guess because of her name.
So the little Keisha and Brianna, who does the same thing, or Miss Molly that does the same thing, because they decide, you know what?
Girl,
I'm tired of school. I want to
all the way with it. Brittany. Okay.
Because I'm like, really? Because Brianna kind of could go either way.
Brittany.
Brianna could go either way, child.
Beth? Yes, them. That's what we talk about.
That's what we talk about. Becky. We're talking about Becky.
Becky, Brittany,
yeah.
And Beth. Uh-huh.
So they take a year off. It's just because, you know, they stressed out. But she takes a year off. This is the year that her dad's the last year. She has to refine another house to live in, her family,
mm-hmm.
Help them to readjust to their new way of living because they've been living this way for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and get their life back on track before she goes to school.